Subject, a habitual liar. Dear Stephen Shirley, quick and to the point. I started dating and married my husband within a year. We were to be celebrating 1 year of marriage in the next few months. However, we had a very rocky first year and have both admitted we moved too fast. I caught him in several lies, from really stupid to the extreme. But the grandmaster of lies came the other day. He told me he had a sexual encounter with a close family friend of his. After going on with the story for 2 days and me finally saying I was done and wanted a divorce, not because of the cheating, people make mistakes, but because of all the lies. This man texted me the next morning, "Please don't get a divorce because you will be doing it from a lie. I didn't have an encounter. I made it up." Who in the heck does that? Who makes up a lie like this? Who torments a person they claim they love so much? He said he did it because he felt I already thought he had done something, and that he thought we would argue about it for a couple of days, then everything would be fine. Hello? He does not know my level of crazy. I could have set him and her up to be hurt. Why would you play with people's emotions like that and people's lives as well? I told him if nothing happened and I was a family friend, I would be whooping his butt because he just left her out for anything to happen. So I packed up my stuff and bounced. Of course, now he's begging me to come home and saying he will get help. I don't trust him. Am I wrong for moving on? Life is too short and I can get over cheating, but habitual liar scares me. Please help. Well, I mean, this is a case of just too much lying. I mean, he even lied on the lie. And you think he was telling the truth about the fact that he was lying. But no, he was still lying. I mean, I believe he really did have sex with the family friend. And when you threatened to divorce him, he changed his story and said he was lying. But don't be fooled. He was lying. He wasn't lying then, but he is lying now. So yes, he's a big liar, but he's also a cheater. And although you said you want a divorce not because of the cheating, but because people make mistakes, it's all bad. You have to understand that. The lying is bad. The cheating, everything is bad. And now the trust is broken. It's very hard to get that back. Are you wrong for moving on? I don't think you're wrong for moving on. I mean, you know, the real lesson here, though, is that, you know, you have to take your time. You have to. You don't, to get to know who you're marrying, you made a lifetime commitment to someone who you don't even know, who's a liar, who's a cheater. And now, you know, you're stuck in this situation. You don't know what to do. You're wavering. Should you go back? Did you do the wrong thing? That's because you didn't get enough information to start with. Steve?
See, you don't really know the man. But let me tell you something. His truth, if he told the truth, would get him in trouble. But if you took the time to know him, you could know the truth. So, hell, since his truth would get him in trouble and you didn't take the time to know the truth, hell, why not lie? Let's try that. So let's go. I think both these people in this letter crazy. I think the lady that wrote it, I called him in several lies, from really stupid to the extreme. But the grandmaster lies came the other day. He told me he had a sexual encounter with a close family friend of his. Who does that? Who just opens up out of nowhere and volunteer a cheating story to his wife?
Exactly.
Who? I think there's something missing out this letter, but anyway, if that's what you want me to believe, you think I'm crazy, cool. I think you crazy. After going on with this story for 2 days and finally saying I was done, she said I was done and wanted a divorce. Not because of the cheating, people make mistakes, but because of all the lies. Excuse me?
What? Yeah.
Excuse me, crazy lady? You're not leaving him for the cheating, you're leading him for the lies. When he told you he was cheating, that was the truth.
That was. Thank you, Steve. It was.
So are you leaving him for that reason or not? But come to find out later on in the letter, you think he lying, so now you want out. I'm confused with what's wrong with you. The man texted me the next morning, "Please don't get a divorce because you will be doing it from a lie. I didn't have an encounter. I made it up." And I got to compliment him on this one, because this is just flat out beautiful.
Isn't
right
this
here.
Great?
This is beautiful right here. My man spun it. Sweet. I must compliment him.
He lied on the lie.
He said he dealt it because he felt I already thought he said he did it because he felt I already thought that he had done something and that he thought he would We would argue about it for a couple of days, then everything would be fine. Now, here's the line in the letter that concerns me the most. Does not know my level of crazy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, he does not know my level of crazy. I told you both these people in this letter crazy.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.